نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, East, west, north, south, above, below, past tense, present tense, future tense, every situation, every condition, every circumstance belongs to one Allah. It is His hakimiyat, His hukumiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat that is muhit, encompasses every facet of this creation. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to do. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. وَرَبُّكَ, your Rabb, يَخْلُقُ, creates whatever He wants, مَا يَشَاءُ. And in becoming makhluk, in becoming his created entity, what does Quran tell us? Wayakhtar. No one has any choice. South African, American, Australian, Chinese, which country you were created in, what shape or form you were created in, what color you were created in, what height you were created in. Wayakhtar. Allah selects each and every one of these aspects. Ma kana lahumul khiyara. The makhluk, the creation, has not been given any choice whatsoever. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants to create. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. To Allah belongs the dominion, the kingdom, the ownership of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Sometimes they want male children, female children are coming. Sometimes they want female children, male children are coming. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. He gives females to whom He wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. He gives males to whom He wants. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Some he gives pairs to. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَعَقِيمًا. Some he makes barren. Sometimes they want children, no children are coming. Sometimes they don't want children, practicing contraception and whatever, yet children are coming. To Allah alone belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. It is His distribution. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has complete knowledge, complete qudrat and power over this entire creation. The kuffar of Makkah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajeeb question they posed. هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Do we have any say? Progress, retrogression, wealth and affluence, poverty, want and need, advancement, decline, respect, disgrace, health, sickness, raising up or being brought down, in any of the systems, in any of the decrees, in any of the conditions, any of the halat of this world, is any government contributing to this? Is any science or technology contributing to this? Is it the power of any army that is dictating this? Is it any society or colony that is behind this? Hallana minal amri min shay. Do we have any say or decree in any of the condition or halat of this world? Jibreel is sent unequivocally. Quran declares, "Qul," tell sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Inna al-amra kullahu lillah." Every affair, every advancement, every decline, every benefit, every harm, every condition, every circumstance, lillah, belongs to one Allah alone. This sabak of iman, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was the first sabak. First lesson, first ta'aleem, first da'wat and invitation which every Nabi of Allah came with, which Quran encapsulates in the expression, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. That know and understand, no government, no army, no technology, no wealth, no system, no economy of this world is doing. One Allah alone is doing. Part of the dua ma'athura, the duas that are manqul, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was part of his daily ma'mool. Ghaliban at the time of tahajjud, this expression, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. That happens which Allah wants. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Guidance in the hands of Allah. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Depriving of guidance in the hands of Allah. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, worldly advancement, not your business acumen, not your financial prowess, not your intelligence, not your know-how, not a biological accident, not which family you were born in, not which business you were attached to. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is Allah's distribution. Allah gives wealth to whom He wants. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, strife, need, hardship, difficulty in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. Adhaka, happiness in the hands of Allah. Abka, sadness in the hands of Allah. Amata, death in the hands of Allah. Akhya, life in the hands of Allah. Masha Allahu kan. كما شاء كان في الوقت الذي شاء على الوجه الذي شاء من غير زيادة ولا نقصان ولا تقدم ولا تأخر. That happens in the east, in the west, north, south. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the governments, all the armies, all the technologies, all the powers of this world can get together, لَمْ يَكُنْ, it will never happen. Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, first sabah. Today we fear things. We fear conditions, we fear circumstances, we fear sicknesses, we fear accidents, we fear halat and conditions. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam came with the marham for this. They came with the solution for this. They came with the cure for this. That connect this heart with Allah. Connect this heart with Allah. Recognize that the doer is Allah. The controller is Allah. The maker is Allah. The giver is Allah. Once there was a lion blocking the road. Huge crowd had gathered. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma happened to be passing. He saw crowd of people, lion blocking the road. He walks up to the lion. To speak of these things are easy. To relate incidents are easy. But understand the sabak of yaqeen, the sabak of conviction, the effort of iman that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made upon sahaba ikram, that enables Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma to walk up to a lion, and he addresses the lion. If Allah has ordained your risk and sustenance amongst any of these people, then take your risk and sustenance. And if this is not the case, then stop blocking the road and being a nuisance. Saying this, he slaps the lion. The lion turns around with its tail between its leg, dejectedly runs back into the jungle. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma walks up to those people and he says to them, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Sadaqa Rasulullah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. Innama yusallatu ala ibn Adam ma khafahu ibn Adam. وَلَوْ أَنَّ ابْنَ آدَمْ لَمْ يَخَفْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَمْ يُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرًا وَإِنَّمَا وُكِلَ ابْنُ آدَمْ لِمَنْ رَجَاهُ ابْنُ آدَمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّ ابْنَ آدَمَ لَمْ يَرْجُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَمْ يَكِلْهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. الله أكبر. My Nabi spoke the truth. Sabak of iman, yaqeen, conviction. إِنَّمَا يُسَلَّتُ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمْ مَا خَافَهُ ابْنُ آدَمْ. Any entity that you will fear besides Allah, any entity that you will fear besides Allah, whether it's weaponry, whether it's technology, whether it's science, whether it's wealth, whether it's pomp, whether it's outward display of power, whether it's an unknown entity, virus cannot be seen by the naked eye, whether it's some virus, whether it's some pandemic, whether it's some possible accident that may occur, whether it's some disease, whether it's some financial loss, any condition, any entity that you will fear besides Allah, yusallatu, innama yusallatu ala ibn Adam, ma khafahu ibn Adam, Allah will enslave you to that entity. Allah will fill your heart with the fear and dread of anything that you fear besides Allah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, this was the effort. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. What is la ilaha? Normally we translate, sabak, madrasa, little children go. No deity besides Allah. No God besides Allah. None worthy of worship besides Allah. La ilaha. This word ilah in reality, it comes from the root word Aliha Ya'la. La ilaha. What is Aliha Ya'la? Any entity Any entity in which the conviction enters the heart, that that entity has the power to benefit or harm me, has the power to fulfill my need. Any entity at the time of need or strife or hardship that your heart turns towards, that is your ilah. So la ilaha illallah, la malika illallah, la raziqa illallah, la hafidha illallah, la muhaymina illallah, la aziza illallah, la jabbara illallah, and go on. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى لَا مُعِزٍّ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا مُذِلٍّ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا سَمِيعٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا بَصِيرٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا حَكَمٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا عَدْلٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا لَطِيفٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا خَبِيرٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. Go on. No one can give respect besides Allah. No one gives disgrace besides Allah. No one raises up any entity besides Allah. No one brings down any entity besides Allah. Allah is that Allah. Quran opens up. Allah introduces himself. Inna rabbakumu Allah. Inna rabbakumu Allah. Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Fi sittati ayyam. Thumma istawa ala al-arsh. يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر فتبارك الله رب العالمين. Look at the manner in which Allah introduces himself. Verily your Rabb is Allah. Sustainer is Allah. Nourisher is Allah. Provider is Allah. Maker is Allah. Who is Allah? الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. The one who created the heavens. The one who created the earth. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawat bighayri 'amad tarawnaha. You look up on a clear day, you see this huge blue canopy above you, the sky. Quran introduces Allah. It is Allah alladhi rafa'a as-samawat, who raised up this canopy over you. Bighayri 'amad, this little roof that you put over this masjid, how many supports it needs? You need an engineer, you need an architect. They have to calculate the weight, what support it needs. I'll look at this huge canopy Allah has erected above you. بِغَيْرِ عَمَدْ. Can you see any pillar of support? تَرَوْنَهَا. بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Can you see any pillar of support? That sun. أُنْذُرُوا إِلَى الشَّمْسِ وَشُعَائِهَا وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَارْتِفَائِهَا. Like the poet says, look at that sun. Look at that sun. 1.3 million times the size of the earth. It's one star only. What's the diameter of the sun? 1,394,000 kilometers is the diameter of the sun. Every second in that sun, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion, call it chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off. How much energy? Every second, one star. The sun is only one star. In that one star, every second, how much energy is being given off? Equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Every second. Why doesn't the petrol run out? Why doesn't it need a service? Where's the machinery? Where's the control system? Inna rabbakumu Allah. Inna rabbakumu Allah. Allah says, your Rabb is Allah. Become a seeing ummat. Become a listening ummat. Become an understanding ummat. Allah invites you. Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. Allah says, we will show you. See. Today, unfortunately, even with eyesight, we can't see. With hearing, we can't hear. Many of us are in the habit, sehri time, of eating bananas. Worried about hunger throughout the day. Observe that banana. Take the trouble of looking at it. Look at that peel. Look at the manner, look at what is wrapped up. See the pulp inside. Understand the intelligence behind its design. Does the sand have the intelligence to produce that banana? Does that tree have the intelligence? Where does the myriad process come from? First hard, then green, then yellow. Then the pulp inside, high levels of potassium, high levels of sugar. Which sugar mill does it have contact with? Where's the potassium factory? Where's the calcium factory? How is the preservation of this one fruit taking place? That is just one fruit. Look at an orange. Look at an apple. Look at vegetable. Look at a tomato. Look at a cucumber. Look at a lettuce. Look at a coconut. Myriad different examples. Allah says, Sanurihim ayatina. We are showing you our signs. Look at all this. Inna lihada al-khalqi khaliq. There is a creator behind this. How is all this coming to existence? How much do you take for granted? How much do you take for granted? Become a seeing ummah. See with the eyes of iman. Hear with the ears of iman. Think with the heart of iman. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Allah says, we have prepared for Jahannam many of the insan and jinnat. What is their quality? Lahum qulub, they have hearts and minds, but they have not understood. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. What is Quran speaking about? Allah protect us. Allah says, these are the people of Jahannam. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have hearts and minds, but they cannot comprehend. Does it mean that they are blind? Does it mean that they are deaf? Does it mean that they are mad? They have lost their senses? No. The eyes are there. The hearing is there. The heart and mind is there. But, what does Quran say? لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. The eyes are not blind, but the heart has become blind. The eyes are not blind, the heart has become blind. Allah says, we will show you our signs. Each one of these fruit is a sign of Allah. That rising sun is a sign of Allah. That daylight that happens is a sign of Allah. That setting sun is a sign of Allah. That waxing and waning of the moon is a sign of Allah. يُلِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُلِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. In winter, the night is getting longer, can you make it shorter? In summer, the day is getting longer, can you make it shorter? Is this not a sign of Allah? Sun rising on a specific time, setting on a specific time. Each one of these things around us, Allah says, Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi. We will show you our signs in the horizon, wa fi anfusikum, and within yourself. Within yourself. I am looking at you. Have you even pondered over that? How is it possible for me to look at you? You are looking at me. How many countless balances and counterbalances have to be in place just for that one process to take place? What we say, the person is seeing with his eyes. Eye is a piece of flesh. It's a piece of meat. How can the eye see? Are you penetrating these eyes that I am able to see you? Each millimeter of the eye, each millimeter of the eye, Allah Ta'ala has kept 30,000 separate points of light that are penetrating every second. 130 million light bulbs in each eye. 130 million receptors for light in each eye. How is this happening? At the back of the eye is a tiny hole. What is the size of the hole? Quarter of a millimeter. Quarter of a millimeter hole. A cable passes through it. This cable has 1.3 million wires. A cable with 1.3 million wires. Each wire attached to 10 receptors. This cable of 1.3 million wires passes through a hole. The size is quarter of a millimeter. Where is this happening? Where is this being created? In a laboratory? With good lighting? In good circumstance? No. Fi butuni ummahatikum. In the womb of your mothers. Fi dhulumatin thalath. In three layers of darkness. Three layers of darkness. Allah takes a cable, 1.3 million wires, passes it through a whole quarter of a millimeter in size. At the back of the eye is a retina. Around it are muscles. Each time an image forms on the retina, the muscles clench to clear the retina so that it is ready to take the next image. This clenching of the muscles takes place 80,000 to 100,000 times every day. How much of effort does it involve for these muscles around the eye? It is equivalent to walking 70 to 80 kilometers a day. Yet do your eyes get tired? Do you even realize what is happening? Enabling these eyes to take 10 three-dimensional pictures every second. 800,000 pictures every day. What is happening? The light strikes the eye, goes to the back. It is converted into an electrical impulse. This electrical impulse travels to the brain at a speed of 124 kilometers per hour. Allah's shan is ajeeb. The section of the brain which this impulse strikes, there is complete, total darkness. Yet you are able to see. Yet you are able to recognize different colors, different shapes, different forms. This is just one ni'mat of Allah, the ability to see, the ability to hear. Allah warns us, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah took away your eyesight, Allah took away your hearing, Allah took away your comprehension, Allah took away your mind or your heart, man ilahun ghayrullahi yatikum bih, which ilah, which qudrat, which power is ever going to give you these things back? Even more severe warning elsewhere Allah gives. Even more sincere, severe warning Allah gives. Iyasha yudhibukum wa yati bi khalqin jadid. Allah says, if you will not recognize Allah, if you will not submit to Allah, if you will not hand yourself over to Allah, Allah will give you rope and then rope and then rope and then chance and then chance and then chance. But do not take Allah for granted. Do not turn your back on the system of Allah. Allah says, if we wanted, we could remove you, وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, and bring another creation besides you. Who can question the order of Allah? Even more severe warning Allah gives. وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, we will keep it as you, but we can change your form into whatever form we want. In the nations of the past that happened, كُنُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Some people were turned into monkeys, some were turned into khinzir. Allah can turn us into monkeys, into khinzir, into snake. Allah can turn us into stone. Who can question the authority of Allah? سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizons, within yourselves. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Until it will become apparent to you that one haqiqi zat is Allah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. Who is Allah? Allah is your Rabb. Who is Allah? Allahu la ilaha illa hu. No deity besides him, no power besides him, no benefit besides him, no harm besides him. Who is Allah? Al-Hay is Allah. The living is Allah. Hayyun qabla kulli hay, hayyun ba'da kulli hay, hayyun fawqa kulli hay, hayyun yumitu kulli hay, hayyun la yushbihuhu hay, lam yazal wa la yazal. Living before every living, living after every living, living above every living, living he will give death to every living, living there is nothing living that is like Allah. Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum, qaim bizatihi is Allah. Existing of his own accord is Allah. Everything else besides Allah needs Allah to exist. This wind is not there of its own accord. The sun is not there of its own accord. The stars are not there of their own accord. The sky is not there of its own accord. No makhluk exists of its own accord. Qayyum is Allah. Al-Hay is Allah. Al-Qayyum is Allah. Who is Allah? La ta'khudhuhu sina. Allah does not doze off. Wala naum. Allah does not sleep. Who is Allah? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth belongs to Allah. Who is Allah? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَوْ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. No one can intercede before Him. Such is His haybat and His jalal, except with His permission. Who is Allah? يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, every grain of sand, every blade of grass, every speck of dust, every stone, every pebble, every fruit, every vegetable, every insan, every jinnat is in the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. There is no past tense, no present tense, no future tense for Allah. Allah knows everything in the past, everything in the present, everything in the future. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Nothing is concealed from the knowledge of Allah. Who is Allah? وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. In guarding, in protecting everything in the heavens and everything in the earth, Allah does not become tired. Allah does not become ghafil. Allah does not become negligent. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah does not forget. لَا يَضِلْ. Allah does not go astray. وَلَا يَنْسَى. Allah does not forget. Allah does not forget. وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Who is Allah? وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ العظيم. He is Ali. He is Azim. Who is Allah? أكبر من كل كبير. أقوى من كل قوي. أعز من كل عزيز. أعظم من كل عظيم. أجل من كل جليل. Greater than anything with greatness. More majestic than anything with majesty. More glorious than anything with glory. More mighty than anything with might. More generous than anything with generosity. Whatever good quality there is, the epitome is Allah. The height is Allah. Who is Allah? لم يتخد صاحبة ولا ولدا. Allah is free of a wife. Allah is free of children. Who is Allah? وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. There is no partner with Allah. Who is Allah? أَحَقُّ مَنْ ذُكِرْ. Worthy of being remembered is only Allah. Who is Allah? أَحَقُّ مَنْ عُبِدْ. Worthy of being worshipped is only Allah. Who is Allah? أَنْصَرُ مَنْ ابْتُغِي. Help only comes from Allah. Who is Allah? أَرْأَفُ مَنْ مَلَكْ. No one more generous than Allah. Who is Allah? أَوْسَعُ مَنْ أَعْطَى. His generosity, His treasures are limitless. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم ورتبكم ويابسكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألة ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم comes forward. The words of Allah. Hadith Qudsi. O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, every jinnat, every insan, every living, every dead, every green, every dry, every fresh, every withered, every human being, every jinnat that ever existed, all of you have to gather on one plane. فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةً. And all of you have to ask Allah at one time. Who is Allah? وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ. Who is Allah? وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ. Shout out to Him, He hears you. Whisper to Him, He hears you. Who is Allah? فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Go lower than whispering, lower than whispering, so that your lips are closed. Allah hears that also. Go even lower than that. Wa akhfa, so that the lip also is not moving and your heart is talking. Allah hears that also. Who is Allah? Who is Allah? Anbiya alayhi musla. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se ab logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. We are not saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness. Speak of Allah's greatness. Invite towards Allah. The sifat of Allah. The attributes of Allah. The greatness of Allah. The majesty of Allah. The glory of Allah. Bring this on your tongue. Bring this on your heart. Bring this in your environments. Bring this in your gatherings. This is not an ordinary ummah. This is the ummah of da'wat. This is the ummah to invite towards Allah. Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, we are not saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness, because this is some scheme. This is some scheme thought up by Nizamuddin or Iwin or Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to prepare people for chilla and three chilla. No. Hum isliye kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai, Khaliq ka zikr uski ilaj hai. To speak of the creation is a sickness. To speak of the creation is a sickness. This country, that government, that technology, this social media, this technology, this, that he is doing, that one is doing, this currency is doing, that wealth is doing, that technology is doing, that society is doing. To speak of the creation is a sickness. Khaliq ka zikr uska ilaj hai. To speak of Allah is its cure. To speak of Allah is its cure. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Istifham is inkari. Allah doesn't just say الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah does not just say that speaking of Allah, inviting towards Allah, calling towards Allah, this is the best action, this is the most superior action, this is the most superior speech. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا وَمَنْ whose speech can be better, whose action can be better. In other words, what is wrong with you that you can consider anything to be superior than speaking of Allah, inviting towards Allah, calling towards Allah? لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. Today the heart is not, what does Allah say? لا تعمل أبصار. The eyes are not blind. The eyes are not blind, but the heart has become blind. The heart has become blind. The hearing has become deaf. The hearing of the heart, the comprehension of the heart has become deaf. This month of Ramadan, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. O you who believe, Allah says, we have ordained fasting upon you. Siyam. Quran speaks of the word siyam. We find the word soam also in Quran. Maryam alayhi salam, inni nadhartu lirrahmani soma falan ukallima alyawma insiya. The previous nations, Bani Israel, they also used to fast. But their fasting, they were not allowed to speak also. To speak also was not allowed. Allah made takhfif for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Bani Israel spoke the truth, their fast would break. If this ummah lies and makes ghibat also, its fast doesn't break. The value is diminished. The value is diminished, but the fast doesn't break. The mercy of Allah for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maryam alayhi salam, when the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam took place, obviously the nation is going to accost her. Where did this child come from? What explanation? Maryam, you've besmirched the name of your family. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki mra'asaw, wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. What did Jibreel say? They tell them, make ishara. Fa asharat ilay, inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma, falan ukallima alyawma insiya. I'm fasting, so I cannot speak. Fa asharat ilay, she pointed to the child. Soam also is mentioned in the Quran. Siyam also is mentioned. Mufassirin explain an ajeeb difference. Allah says, Kutiba alaykumus siyam. Fasting. Siyam. What is siyam? What's the difference between soam and siyam? Barik difference. Arabic language is ajeeb. Siyam. Soam. Stay away from food and drink. Siyam is when the eyes fast also. When the ears fast also. The eyes have to fast from looking at the daughters of others. The eyes have to fast from looking at haram. The ears have to fast from listening to haram music, from listening to ghibat, from listening to tale carrying, from listening to unnecessary speech. The tongue has to fast from lies, from cheating, from deception. The hands have to fast from oppressing someone. The hands have to fast from signing documents of riba. The hands have to fast from carrying out any action which goes against the command of Allah. The feet have to fast from walking towards the dens of haram. Every limb of the body from head to toe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Allahu Akbar. Look at Allah's shafqat. Look at Allah's mercy. Look at Allah's compassion. Look at Allah's kindness. Such a month was given to us. Already few days have passed. If we just turn our mind's eye back a little bit to just before Ramadan, that last Easter weekend, how many of us considered it compulsory we have to go for a holiday? Why? Ramadan is coming. In other words, we're going to go into jail for 1 month, so let us make merry. There would have been many amongst us, there was a level of trepidation, there was a level of caution, there was a level of fear. Why? Because we have become so habitual of the disobedience of Allah that to give it up has now become difficult. Some there would have been the fear of hunger, so the freezers were being stocked up. The savouries were being prepared. Preparation for Ramadan. This is your and my preparation. What is Allah's preparation? What is Allah? What preparation did Allah put into place for Ramadan? We may have started 1 or 2 weeks before Ramadan. When did Allah start preparing for this Ramadan? Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the compassion of Allah. Such is the kindness of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-jannata latuzayyanu min as-sanati ila as-sanati lidukhuli shahri Ramadan." Allah commands that Jannat should be decorated for Ramadan. Allah commands that Jannat must be decorated. One riwayat it comes, latubakhar, scent is put in Jannat. Latuzayyan, decoration takes place in Jannat. For Ramadan, when does the decoration start? When does Allah start preparing for our Ramadan? Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when the hilal of last year's Eid was sighted, Allah commanded that Jannat must be decorated for this year's Ramadan. فَإِذَا كَانَتْ أَوَّلُتُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانِ هَبَّدْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَةِ. When the first night of Ramadan dawns, then a wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh. The name of this wind is Muthira. فَتَصْفِقُ وَرَقُ أَشْجَارِ الْجِنَانِ وَحِلَقُ الْمَصَارِعِ فَتُسْمِعُ لَهُمْ طَنِينٌ لَمْ يَسْمَعِ السَّامِعُونَ مِثْلًا. When this wind starts blowing, what happens? In this breeze, the leaves of the trees of Jannat start flapping. The handles of the doors of the palaces of Jannat start clattering. A hype is created. A fervor. طَنِينٌ. A melodious sound emanates as a result of this breeze of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Lam yasma'i sami'una misla." No one has ever heard such a beautiful sound. When the sound happens, Jannat realizes something is happening. So what does Jannat do? Jannat starts making dua. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika sukkana. Oh Allah, let there be those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will conduct themselves in this month of Ramadan in such a manner that you will make the decision that they are jannatis. Wa yaqulna al-hurul ayn, the beautiful maidens of Jannat, the hurayn, women of such indescribable beauty that the Quran does not get tired of praising them. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونٌ كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان عربا أترابا كواعب أتراب. الله أكبر. Such descriptions Allah gives of these maidens. Mind-boggling. No time to go into the detail. We're already running out of time. The Hura'een of Jannat, when they hear this melodious sound, they also start making dua. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. Oh Allah, in this month let there be those men amongst the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will conduct themselves in such a manner that you will make their nikahs with us. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. Allah says, we will marry you with the maidens of Jannah, those who will please Allah. And the women of dunya, according to the riwayat, Allah will give them 70,000 times more beauty than the women of Jannah. If they will please Allah, such a month, Shahru Ramadan, one is the intizam which Allah puts into place. On the other hand, our noble master, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, he didn't want his ummah to miss one second of this month. Look at the excitement, look at the anticipation, even if you don't understand Arabic, just a few of the riwayat, like I said, time is limited. The riwayat of Khas Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال يا أيها الناس قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه وهو شهر الصبر وثوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه. سلمان فارسي رضي الله تعالى عنه says, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed us on the last night of Shaban, and he said, oh my ummah, oh humanity, a great month has come, a mubarak month has come, a blessed month has come, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. That nafil you will do in this month, Allah will reward you with the farz. That farz you will do in this month, Allah will reward you with 70 faraid. It is a month of sabr. In return for this, Allah will give you jannah. It is a month of mutual sympathy. It is a month in which Allah will increase the risk and sustenance of every mu'min. Ila akhir al hadith, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, Hada Ramadan qad ja'a. Hada Ramadan qad ja'a. Tuftahu fi abwab al jannah. تغلق في أبواب النار تغل فيه الشياطين بعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له إذا لم يغفر له فمتى. الله أكبر. Even if you don't understand Arabic, appreciate the excitement. هذا رمضان. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ramadan has come. Jannat, the doors are flung open. Jahannam is locked up. Shayateen are tied up. بعدا لمن أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له. Rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy to humanity. Such mercy, such compassion. When a baby would cry while he was the imam, he would lighten the salah out of mercy and compassion for that mother. He couldn't bear to see the hand of a thief being cut. Such mercy. Yet, he makes baddu'a and he says, Bu'adan liman adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. May he be distanced from the mercy of Allah who finds even Ramadan and fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. Ramadan comes and still he doesn't make tawbah. Ramadan comes and still he doesn't frequent the masjid. Ramadan comes and still he doesn't retrospect. Ramadan comes and still he doesn't turn to Allah. Ramadan comes and still he doesn't get up in the dead of night and turn to Allah. Ramadan comes and still he doesn't strive towards earning the mercy of Allah. إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. He says, if even in Ramadan he will not be forgiven, then when will you be forgiven? What are you waiting for? The hadith of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Atakum Ramadan, Shahru Baraka, Yaghshakum Allahu fi, Fayunzilu Rahma, Wayahuttu Al-Khataya, Wayastajibu fihi Dua, Yandur Allahu ta'ala, Ila Tanafusikum fi, Fayubahi bikum Malaikata, Farullaha ta'ala, Min Anfusikum fihi Khaira, Fa'inna Shakiya man Hurima fi Rahmatullahi Azza wa Jal, Again, look at the excitement. Ataakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Shahru Barakah. The month of Barakah. The month when Allah's barakat is raining down upon you. His mercy is raining down upon you. Yaghshakum ar-Rahmah. Yaghshakum means envelops you. Covers you. Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy covers you. As a result of this, what happens? Yastajibu fihi du'a. Allah accepts your du'as in this month. Allah wipes away your sins in this month. Yanzurullah. Allah wants to see you competing with one another. Competing with one another in this month. Fa'arullaha ta'ala. Min anfusikum fihi khaira. So show Allah. My Nabi said, show Allah in this month. How much you want His mercy. How much you want His forgiveness. How much you want His compassion. How much you want His kindness. One occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the minbar. Sahaba facing him all of a sudden. Mada yastaqbilukum. Wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum. Wa mada tastaqbilun. In Arabic, what is this? Something momentous is about to happen. What are you waiting for? What awaits you? What are you waiting for? What awaits you? What are you waiting for? What awaits you? Three times. Qala thalathan. Mada yastaqbilukum. Wa mada tastaqbilun. Sahaba are shocked. What is happening? They can't see anything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is addressing them. Something momentous is about to happen. Gigantic. Mada yastaqbilukum. Wa mada tastaqbilun. They can't see anything. Umar radiyallahu anhu stands up. Ya Rasulullah, wahyun nazal. Ya Rasulullah, has some wahi come? Has some wahi come? He said, no. A'aduun hadar. Ya Rasulullah, is there some impending attack of an enemy that Allah has shown you that we must prepare now? Is an army about to attack us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no. So then Sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He says, Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. Wa inna allaha yaghfiru li ahli hadhihi al-qibla. Fi awwali laylatin min Ramadan, and the first night of Ramadan, Allah wipes away the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, law arada Allah an yu'adhib ummah Muhammad ma ataahum Ramadan. If Allah wanted to punish the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would never have given them the month of Ramadan. What is Allah giving us? Law anna rajulan. لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أكبر. What is Allah giving you on one, not fard fast of Ramadan, on one nafil fast? Nafil fast. What's the difference between nafil and fard? One sahabi says an ajeeb thing. He says, if Allah gave you life from now till Qiyamah, one person, Allah gives you life from now till Qiyamah, and you fast every day, nafil fast, all those nafil fasts put together will not equal one fard fast of Ramadan. Nafil fast! Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if a person keeps one nafil fast, and then on the day of judgment, this 24,000 kilometer ball of this earth is turned into gold and presented to this person as reward for the one nafil fast. Lam yastawfi thawaba. My Nabi says it will not equal the reward of one nafil fast. So what is Allah giving you for the fard fast of Ramadan? What is Allah? La ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah. No one but Allah knows the reward. As-sawmuli, as-sawmuli, hadith-e-qudsi. Allah says, fasting is for me. Fasting is for Allah. Fasting is for Allah. Yadharu ta'amahu wa sharabahu li ajli. Allah says, my slave has given up his food. He has given up his drink. He has given up his passions for my sake. As-sawmuli wa ana ajzi bihi. Allah says, I will specially reward him for fasting. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation ulama give of this riwayat. Hadith-e-Qudsi. Ana ajzi bihi. Ana ajzi bihi. They say no. Read it like this. Ana ujza bihi. Allahu Akbar. As-sawmuli. Fasting is for me. Ana ujza bihi. Allah says, I become the reward of his fast. You want Allah, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Allah says, not only were you commanded to fast, the nations before you also were commanded to fast. This is Allah's shafqat, Allah's kindness. Why? Because if you literally translate this verse, what does it mean? Allah has prescribed for you to stay hungry. No one likes to stay hungry. No one likes to stay away from food. So, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ. There are no comparisons or parables with Allah. This is just for our understanding. Sometimes the father tells a small son, listen, don't do that. He knows it's something the child wants to do. So he said, listen, I didn't only tell you, your big brother also, I told him not to do it. Al-musibatu idha ammat khaffat. When something is hard, something is difficult, when it becomes general, it becomes light. So Allah says, we ordained for you to stay hungry. Not only you, the previous nations also were told. But what was the difference, as I mentioned earlier? They fast, the previous nations, Bani Israel, there was only iftar. Sunset, iftar, they go to sleep, the next fast starts. In the beginning, it was the same for this ummah. One sahabi, his name is Qais bin Sarima Ansari sahabi, radiallahu anhu. He used to tend, he was a shepherd for camels. Arduous labor, heat of the desert. Comes home in the evening, just before sunset. Asks the wife, is there any food? She goes out to make some intizam. Sun sets and Qais falls asleep. He dozes off. So what has happened now? The next fast has started. Wife comes home with the food, sees him sleeping. Inna lillahi. Qais, the next fast has started. So already 24 hours. Now the next day he's standing in the sun. He falls down unconscious. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears about it, he is heard. Jibreel is sent. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr thumma atimmu as-siyama ila al-layl. That, oh my Habib, because of your tufail, for your ummah, there is iftar also and there is sehri also. Lightness for this ummah. Sehri also, iftar also. Logically, if you make sehri, as it is in the South African context, it's almost like a early breakfast and a late lunch. That type of fast Allah is given. And then too, we're still running helter-skelter. Then too, the savouries and samosas and bhajiyas and halim and Allahu Akbar. The digestive system gets confused also. No opportunity to even feel any hunger. Logically, by making sehri, the hours of fasting are shortened. So the reward should be less, but tasakharu, fa'inna fi sahuri baraka. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make sehri, because Allah has kept special barakat in the food of sehri. So wake up at the time of tahajjud. Thalathatun yuhibbuhum Allah, wa yadhaku ilayhim, wa yastabshiru bihim. My Nabi said, there are three categories of people. One of them, what them? Allah smiles at them. Allah is free of the human emotions. Smiling and crying and happiness and sadness. This is just for our understanding. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُ بِهِمْ. And Allah boasts about them. أَلَّذِي لَهُ إِمْرَاتٌ حَسْنَى وَفِرَاشٌ حَسَنٌ. That person who has a beautiful wife and a soft bed. But the fire of Allah's ishq and muhabbat does not allow him to remain on that bed the entire night. In the early hours of the morning, he separates himself from that bed. And he goes on the musalla. Wa ibadur rahman. Wa ibadur rahman. Allah describes who are the slaves of Allah. Tatajafa. جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. How many verses in the Quran? How many verses in the Quran? إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَي اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَمِنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. How many verses? And yet till 1-2 in the morning, 11 months of the year, where is the ummah in front of the shaitan box? We've got time for the internet. We've got time for techno gadgets. We've got time for frivolous activities. Till 1-2 in the morning, haram, nakedness, ummah has time for that. But we don't have time to read 2 or 4 rakat salah in the dead of night and cry before Allah. That time when Allah comes down to the first heaven, Allah calls out, a coming down in keeping with His greatness, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأَعْطِيَهُ سَأَلْ سُؤْلًا هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Allah is calling out, is there anyone that has a need that I may grant him? Is there anyone that wants my forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anyone that wants my, that has some problem that I may remove his difficulty? Allah is calling out. Hazrat Shaykh Rahimullah in his Fazail Ramadan, he mentions, Allama Aini Rahimullah has mentioned that there are 19 Sahaba that narrated different narrations about the benefit of Sahri. So make this, take this opportunity, get up in the dead of night, wake up a little bit early, partake of the barakah of Sahri, partake of that the barakah of Tahajjud. Let it not be a Ramadan without tahajjud. Let this heart not be a dead heart. Let this heart not be a blind heart. This ummah was given sahri also. This ummah was given iftar. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says that day is coming that you will see my malaika. You will see my malaika. What are they doing? خَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. They are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. The malaika are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. What do they do? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are praising Allah, glorifying Allah. The hamd and tarif of Allah. 11 months of the year. This month, Allah commands His malaika that stop your tasbih and say ameen to the dua of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of iftar. Cry tears of blood. Someone is worried about the samosas and bhajiyas. Someone is worried about whether the halim is hot or not. Someone is worried about the milkshake. Everywhere, malaika saying ameen. At dua in the iftar la yurad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the dua at the time of iftar will never be rejected by Allah. Lootne ke zamana hai bhai. This is the time to take. This is the time to take. How beautifully my Nabi put it. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Allah made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. And I, your Nabi, made sunnat for you the taraweeh salah of Ramadan. Taraweeh is the khususiyat of this ummah. No other ummah besides this ummah got taraweeh salah. One chance in the year we get. When Allah introduces the month of Ramadan, what does Quran say? Shahru Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, what it should have been logically. The month of Ramadan in which we ordained for you to fast. Allah already said that. But when Allah introduces this verse, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the special introduction of Ramadan is made on what basis? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, the month in which the Qur'an was revealed. When normally our masturat, they have this habit, big night comes, special occasion comes, Mawlana, what wazifa? What wazifa is there for this? What wazifa? Qur'an is telling us what is the greatest wazifa for Ramadan is the Qur'an. Quran is the wazifa of Ramadan. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, when Ramadan would come, great scholar of hadith, he would sit in the masjid, close all his other books, أخذ المصحف, sit with the Quran only. And he would say, لا كلام مع كلام الله. How can I speak any other kalam besides the kalam of Allah? One chance we get, connect ourselves with the Quran. Don't put pressure on the hufaz that read anyhow. Don't let it be beginning of Ramadan, the masjid is full, then less and less and less and less. No. I remember a few years ago, in South Africa, our Jamaat was one place. Outside the masjid, they had signposts. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats tarawih. Another arrow pointing this way, parking for 20 rakats tarawih. I'm not going into the fiqhi ikhtilaf, but look at the loss the ummah incurs. The riwayat of Allama Munziri rahimahullah, for each sajda of tarawih salah, Allah is giving you 1500 hasanat. Imagine if the mutawallis of Darussalam Masjid said, tomorrow whoever comes for tarawih salah, under the musalla will be 1500 rand. What will happen? The tent outside, the courtyard behind it, and the streets will be full. Even our infirm grandfather and grandmother will bring them to the masjid. Why 1500 rand? We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of amal. Each sajda, 20 rakats tarawih, 40 sajda, every night, 60,000 hasanat. For each sajda of tarawih salah, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah made out of red ruby, which will have 70,000 doors made out of gold. And for each sajda in tarawih, outside tarawih of the month of Ramadan, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of that tree. Lootne ke zamana hai bhai. This is the time to take. The wazifa of Ramadan is the Quran. Let the nuraniyat of the Quran, the haqaiq of the Quran, the reality of the Quran permeate our hearts, not only in Ramadan, for the whole year. We want to connect ourselves with Allah. Allah gave us this month. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you become muttaqi, so that you connect with Allah, so that you become Allah's. So that you become Allah's. One opportunity we are given. Pandemic woke our eyes up. Woke our eyes up to the power of Allah. The systems of the world were brought to a standstill. What more wake up call do we want? What greater need? How many people have suffered? This is the time to come to the masjid. This is the time to connect with Allah. This is the time to cry before Allah. This is the time to beg from Allah. We have been given a wake up call of our mortality. Allah gave us Ramadan. How many were last year Ramadan with us? This year they are not with us. Allah gave us Ramadan. How many of our dear and beloved ones have been lost? Allah gave us Ramadan. Are we going to live to see another Ramadan? What are we waiting for? Is this not an opportunity? Is this not one more chance Allah has given us? Don't fall into the trap of shaitan. Don't fall into the trap of shaitan. Take it easy. Wait, next time. You still got a lot of time. No. My Nabi caught hold of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. Akhada al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bimankibaya. Young man. He said, my Nabi caught hold of me by both my shoulders. One part of the hadith, he said, ud nafsaka min ahli al-qubur. He said, Abdullah, count yourself as if you're already in the grave. Count yourself as if you're already in the grave. This is the month to take stock. La'allakum tattaqoon. La'allakum tattaqoon. Become muttaqi. Connect with Allah. We spoke earlier. Allah says, we will show you our signs. Everything around us is inviting us towards Allah. Bring an eye. Bring an eye. Bring an eye that does not look at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that is not soiled with haram music. Bring a heart that is not immersed in the love and hankering of this dunya. And by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, in every ray of the sunshine you will see the nur of Allah. In every blade of grass you will see the nur of Allah. In every fruit and vegetable you will see the nur of Allah. In the rain water that falls, in the pitter patter of the rain droplets as it strikes the ground, you will hear la ilaha illallah. You will hear la ilaha illallah. Today, unfortunately, this heart has become dead. Why? Because we have not fed this heart with the nur of the Quran. We have not fed this heart with the nur of Allah's dawat. We have not fed this heart with the nur of Allah's kalam. We have not given the nuraniyat and light of this heart with the nur of Allah's zikr, with the nur of Allah's remembrance, with the nur of turning towards Allah. The marham solace for that is this month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Coming back to that riwayat, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, show Allah. Show Allah in this month. Anas bin Nazar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He couldn't take part in Badr. What happened? He said, if Allah gives me an opportunity, I will show Allah how I will put myself forward. Such jazba sahaba had. Such, when Uhud came, he put himself forward to such an extent that Quran comes down. Minal mu'minina rijal. Sadaqu ma'ahadullaha alayhi. Faminhum man qada nahbah. Waminhum man yantadhir. Wama baddalu tabdila. Quran comes down. Allah says amongst the believers, amen. Amen. Sadaqu ma'ahadullaha alayhi. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Show Allah. Allah gave us one opportunity. Umayy bin Humam radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Badr. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ta'arradu ila jannah. Arduha samawatu wal ard. Hasten towards Jannat, the breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. Bakin. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma hamalaka ala qawlika bakin. Why are you jumping up and down in ecstasy, excitement? Bakin. Inni uridu an akuna min ahliha. Ya Rasulullah, this Jannat you are talking about, I am making dua that Allah makes me a resident of Jannat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَإِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Allah has made you a Jannati. Sahaba's jazba, they didn't hold back. Today in business we don't hold back. You meet a big businessman, make his tashkil, buy, get ready for 4 months in the path of Allah. He say, you know what, Malana, let's start small. Why? Four months. Start with 3 days. What are you talking about 4 months? Which businessman you give him a proposition? Tell him, hey, you know what? There's R1 million to be made. He says, no, let's start small. We'll start with R10,000, then we'll go to million. R1 million deal is on the table. He tell you, give me R10 million deal. For dunya, that's our jazba. For deen, upside down. Start small. Umayr bin Humam, when he hears, Jannat is waiting. What does he? Allahu Akbar. Rakdan. إِلَى بِغَيْرِ زَادِي إِلَّا التُّقَى وَعَمَلِ الْمَعَادِي وَالصَّبْرِ فِي اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ وَكُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادِي غَيْرَ التُّقَى وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِ. He says, I am running to Allah. My pockets are empty. بِغَيْرِ زَادِي. What do I have? تَقْوَى. أَعْمَالَ of akhirat. Piety. And then, Dawat was in the lifeblood of Sahaba. كُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادٍ. Whatever you will amass of this dunya will come to an end. It's a target of destruction. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ. Everything of dunya will come to an end. What will remain? Taqwa will remain. Quran will remain. Allah's zikr will remain. Dawat will remain. Qurbani will remain. Sacrifice will remain. Amal of akhirat will remain. Allah has given an opportunity. We don't know if we will live to see another opportunity like this. Value this month. Allah gave us Badr in Ramadan. Allah gave us Fateh Makkah in Ramadan. Ramadan is not the month to sit back. Ramadan is the month to push ourselves forward. The greatest opportunity to maximize this Ramadan is to spend it in the path of Allah. Spend it in the path of Allah. One hadith on this I will terminate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghairi Ramadan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that person who is out in the path of Allah and he is fasting in the path of Allah but not in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, fi ghairi Ramadan. This is nafil fast. On the nafil fast of the path of Allah, outside Ramadan, what Allah will give him? بُعِدَ عَنِ النَّارِ مِئَةَ عَامٍ سير المضمر الجواد. صدق رسول الله. My Nabi spoke the truth. He said a fast horse rider will ride for 100 years the distance that he covers. Allah will distance this person from Jahannam who is fasting in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. What will Allah give him in Ramadan? What will Allah give him in Ramadan? This is the maidan to learn yaqeen. The maidan for taqwa. The maidan to find Allah, put ourselves forward. Too long we are looking for ease. Too long we are looking for comfort. To complete that riwayat of Abdullah bin Umar, innama yusallatu ala ibn Adam ma khafahu ibn Adam. Allahu Akbar. What does my Nabi say? Anything that you will fear, anything that you will fear besides Allah, Allah will make you a slave to that entity. وَلَوْ أَنَّ ابْنَ آدَمْ لَمْ يَخَفْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَمْ يُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرًا. And if you will fear nothing and no one but Allah, then nothing and no system of this world will ever overpower you. وَإِنَّمَا وُكِلَ ابْنُ آدَمْ لِمَنْ رَجَاهُ ابْنُ آدَمْ. Any entity besides Allah that you will place your hope upon, that you will place your raja upon, that entity can solve my problem, Allah will hand you over to that entity. وَلَوْ أَنَّ ابْنَ آدَمْ لَمْ يَرْجُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ لَمْ يَكِلُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. And if you will place your hope and trust only on Allah, Allah will never desert you. Allah will never abandon you. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ رَقِيبًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَفِيظًا كَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا. Allah says, Allah is sufficient, Allah is sufficient, Allah is sufficient. Become Allah's, Allah will become yours. Opportunity is there, my respected brothers. We don't want to take any more time. Don't look left, don't look right. We'll live to see another Ramadan, we don't know. Now is the time. Now is the time to make decision. Earlier the brothers were saying, some tashkil is being made 17th of Ramadan for 10 days. Why 17? Badr. Badr was 17th of Ramadan. Badr was 17th of Ramadan. Yawmul Furqan was in Ramadan. Yawmul Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. The decision for Hidayat to spread was in Ramadan. Lootne ke zamana hai, the whole world has been shaken. People are crying out, travel the country, our masjids are empty, travel the country. My respected brothers, Juma Salah months have passed, people are still making it in their business. Travel the country, see the harm, the nuksan that has been caused. Allah gave us a wake up call, we were supposed to go back to Allah. Cry it before Allah, turn to Allah. Instead of doing that, the ummah went helter skelter. Now is an opportunity. Place the hand of mercy on one person, connect them with Allah.